Conor, congratulations through to the All-Ireland final with Glenn. How does it feel?
It feels magic. Listen, we haven't been here before. It's uncharted territory for the whole club. Everybody's buzzing, the whole community. There's just a real buzz about, and it was great there at the end just to be able to look into the crowd and just to see everybody clapping us and everybody fully behind us. And like, it's magic even for the kids of the club. Hopefully it can spur them on in the future as well. But yeah, it's just great to be in a final.
And it was touch and go coming towards the end. It was quite a nerve-wracking finish.
It was nerve-wracking. I was saying there that whenever David Goff blew at the end, he sort of threw his arms out, and I thought, oh no, he hasn't given a penalty. But I thought he maybe give a penalty for a foot block, but no, he blew the final whistle, and then it was pure relief to get over the line. Mike Cullen were brilliant. They threw everything at us as we would expect in an All-Ireland semi-final. So yeah, it was good to get over the line.
And for you, captain in the side, you know, it's quite an experienced team out there with the likes of Emma Bradley, Conor Glass in midfield. So it must be quite special for you to be captain your club now in an All-Ireland final.
Here, any of the 15 lads could captain the team, you know. I don't do anything differently. I remember when Malachy told me I was captain, he just said, just keep doing the same thing. And, you know, we've a couple of superstars in our team, the like of Conor Glass and Ethan and Emmett, and you could list names all day there, so it's great, but the whole team gets to the All-Ireland final, and that's just where we want to be now.
You had some tough games to get here, obviously getting over Sloughneil, then getting over Kilku. You know, they were some big games that I'm sure you took a lot from.
Absolutely. You know, we're probably still rookies at this level. Last year was our first time only winning the Derry Championship, so it was our first foray into Ulster. We lost Ulster semi-final and gained a lot of experience there. And yeah, we've used it this year. We've learned lessons from that, and we're learning every game.
And for Malachy coming in, he came in 2020, and since then it's been back-to-back championships with Derry. You've won your first Ulster title. What is it like having Malachy in there, and how would you describe him as a manager?
It's brilliant. We just eat every word he says up. Him and Ryan's a great trainer for us. And yeah, they've got us to an All-Ireland final, you know, that says enough. But there's a lot of work going into the club to get us to that point beforehand where Malachy came in. You know, we would have been a club that hadn't won very much in the past, and men sat down together and decided that had to change maybe 20 years ago when the underage structures were put in place. You had 1993 winners like Enda Gormley and Fergal P. McCusker putting their heads together, and numerous other coaches who just said, this has to change, let's invest in the youth, and hopefully they'll come through for us. And today and 2 weeks' time is important to men like that too.
And in 2 weeks' time it's Kilmacud Croke, so big task there?
Kilmacud they've serious experience at this level. They're beaten last year in the final, which is dangerous because they've had that hurt there now. And yeah, but we'll just prepare for it the same way we do prepare for every game. We'll regroup again this week, and yeah, bring it on.